Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
There's building work going on at Harrogate College, so when they asked me to try my hand at bricklaying, I thought they were just after some free labour. It turns out it was actually because they run fantastic courses in just that skill, which was a relief. I went to meet one of the tutors, Mark, to start getting my hands dirty.
This is Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Jonathan's one of our level 3 bricklaying students, so he's going to give you a little bit of a demonstration.
Okay.
Can ask a few questions. Have watched you go, and then you're going to have a go yourself, okay?
Okay.
So what you're going to do is build some brickwork and stretcher bond, okay? So we'll give you an idea what we've got to do, and then we build some bricks and stretcher bond, and then from that, you're going to continue on, and you're going to have a little go yourself.
Okay.
And do that, okay?
All right,
happy
yeah.
Happy enough for that?
Yeah.
Comfortable
let's
with that?
Do it, yeah.
You've got some goggles for you? You've got some goggles?
I'm not sure if you can tell, but I was a bit nervous. I once got banned from wrapping presents in school, so I don't have the biggest faith in my hand skills. Still, I soldiered on as Jonathan showed me what to do.
Right, Jonathan, what am I doing?
Right. First of all, we are going to cut and roll the mortar to get it on the trowel. So when you do it, you like kind of go underneath like that and down and like roll it back. Similar to that.
Right, okay.
That's how you get it on the
trowel. I would have had no idea that you had to even have a special way of picking up mortar. Right, so under and until. You know, you do know this is going to be a challenge teaching me this, right?
It started well, it's all falling apart now.
Another way you can do it, this is an easier way to do it as well. Okay, if you take it back, okay,
yep.
Take your trowel. Can you see how my wrist is moving?
Right.
Okay, you're getting the same effect, aren't you? So, if you cut into there, can you see? It's called rolling the mortar, okay?
Okay. Wavy wrist.
Wavy wrist, have a go at that,
right,
okay?
Okay.
So after a few goes at perfecting my wrist action, I laid the mortar onto the bed joint, the top of the first layer of bricks, to then add my bricks to the wall. And there's quite a lot to know about bricks.
Take your brick. Brick's got two faces. That's the back of the brick. That's the front of
the
brick.
Okay, so the front of the brick's smooth.
Yeah, and that's
the
face.
And the back of the brick's got little gaps.
So that's known as the face of your brick. Engineering bricks, these are all used in tunnels, sewers, manholes, all that type of stuff, because they repel water, this type of brick.
Okay.
Strong brick, okay? After that,
strong brick,
you're going to keep your pep end joint, okay? It's known as your pep end joint, okay?
Okay, so that's the bit that goes on the end that sticks it to the
to
its next door
brick.
Okay? Right, okay. All right, we're going again. So I've rolled the mortar onto the brick.
What I usually do, put a bit on there like that.
Yeah.
On.
We're just taking a bit and putting it on the end again. What's this called again?
So just like butter in the ends of the brick.
Butter in the end of the brick.
Yeah. It's like that.
I don't usually get much more complicated than butter in toast.
It's even later.
Right, okay, so got the mortar on the end of the brick. Put that down. And this brick goes on next to the other one like that. Is that right?
There we go. Yep. Gentle tap down
your tail. So just give it a gentle tap. Just make sure it's all the way in.
And it continued like that until the next layer of the wall was complete. It was pretty slow work. But in the end, we made it. So what did Jonathan and Mark think of my work?
Pretty good, first try.
You're just being nice.
No.
No, you've done very good. You know, you've got your joints all filled. You know, you've laid them to a nice line and level them. Brickwork's really clean. That's the key with these bricks, is keeping the facework actually clean. You manage to maintain and keep your brickwork really clean. So for your first time ever going it, it's very well done. Really good done.
Thank you, Mark. I'll take that. What kind of things do people go on to when they come and done a course like this here?
If they start with a level 1, and they can go into level 2 and level 3. Level 3 is your more advanced bricklaying, okay, so you build more complex models. Again, you can lead on to your HNC, HND once you've done that. So you can study higher than just doing, you know, your basic brickwork qualification. Start at level 1, and we can take you right through to do the whole lot to be HNC, HND, which leads you on to be your project manager, your quantity surveyor. So it's like a nice little starting platform, gives you a nice foundation. Some people want to stay within the brickwork industry or the joinery industry, they're quite happy to do that, but other people want to progress into management, that type of stuff. So by doing this, it gives you a good understanding and insight to how the building process works,
yeah.
And then from that you can then use that platform to go into all different routes. Construction's a massive industry, yeah. Out there, and there's loads of routes that people can choose to move on to.
Fantastic. And Jonathan, what's the goal for you? What's the dream?
Well, I'm finishing level 3 this year, and then I'm going to go out and do full-time employment. I'm going to find a job, because this will be my qualification I'm going to get, and it's going to help me to get a job at the end of it.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the job search. Thank you, Mark, for letting me down here, and I'll leave the professionals to it.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.